At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, as we send you in to the weekend, 4th of July. And in case you're wondering, the Traeger Grills, pretzel burgers, brats, Chicago dogs, and smoked potato salad. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Superstars face off the two epic ladder matches at Money in the Bank. You have the winners earning the right to a championship match anywhere, anytime. Stream it live from London tomorrow, July 1st, with a special start time of 3 Eastern, kickoff show at 2 Eastern, exclusively on Peacock, which is where you can consume this show if you'd like. You can download the app and watch this program. Our radio affiliates around the country. Also, NBC Sports is going to broadcast the NASCAR Cup Series inaugural street race in Chicago this weekend as the sport celebrates its 75th anniversary. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be part of that. Good to see you, Junior. How did this race come about downtown Chicago?
Well, we used to race at Chicagoland out in Juliet, which is about, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour away. It's a great market for us, and NASCAR wanted to get back to the Chicago market. I think that the way this began, to be honest with you, was through the iRacing software, which is a PC video game simulation, whatever you want to call it. But it's the most realistic racing game on the market today, and they were able, with that product, NASCAR was able to say, hey, use the Chicago streets and build us a street course, and then put your customers on there to drive it and race it and give us feedback. And so that's kind of how this all started. Years ago, before you had a PC simulation or any kind of a video game, you basically had to, build the racetrack and hope it worked, right? Now, with all the technology we have, Dan, to be able to build a racetrack in simulation and have drivers, real-world drivers and great simulator drivers, drive on the track and fix all the nuances and all the problems that are going to occur, it saves NASCAR, it saves track promoters, builders, millions and millions of dollars, and it probably saved the same, just an incredible amount of money in sort of understanding how to put this event on. So that's how it got started. They actually ran a simulated race on the streets of Chicago on this track in the simulated world. They put it live on TV. It was called the Pro Invitational. I actually was part of that. And it was all of our real world drivers. So this has been a This has been in the works for about 3 years.
Okay, how would I do if let's say I got into this simulator?
You'd be terrible. You know, I think everybody that gets in a simulator, the one thing that's missing is obviously the seat of the pants feel of driving a real car and the grip and the tires and everything being connected to the road that we all know so well when we drive down the highway. So it takes a while to it's basically you're learning how to drive a race car missing one critical sensor, right? And once you figure out how to work through that, you get really good at it. But I could teach you if you really wanted to get into it. But it's a lot of fun. It's as close as you can get to driving a real world race car without having, leaving the comfort of your house and spending, thousands and millions of dollars to compete.
Well, I'm also wondering about the future of NASCAR. If you're looking at Formula One and the success that Formula One has had, and they're, in the streets of Monte Carlo, like how important is NASCAR changing some of these venues to get it into downtown Chicago or, some of these other cities or, to do something that maybe you're going to take from Formula One?
I think that racing in the streets of some of the bigger cities in the country is a new chapter for NASCAR. I expect it to be highly successful. It's going, you're limited on where you can go, what cities and what areas could embrace it and where it could actually function properly. There's also great examples of that, obviously in F1, but also in IndyCar. The Canadian NASCAR series runs street courses as well. So there's lots of places for NASCAR to look for examples and success and leadership on how to pull this off. We have, when we race out in Joliet because, we can't build an oval right next to the city. We can't build that oval racetrack that we want to race at in these big markets right in our residential areas. So our racetracks, for example, Atlanta is in Hampton. It's not even near Atlanta. It's 30, 45 minutes outside of Atlanta. All of our big tracks are connected to these, these dense populated areas in the country, but they're 20 minutes to an hour drive outside the city to get to them. This is a great opportunity to really put the product right in the middle of the city, right in the heart of the city. There's going to be an incredible amount of views with the skyline. It's going to be a beautiful experience visually for not only people here in attendance like myself, but for people watching at home. We're going to see shots and imagery that we've never experienced in NASCAR, at least at the top cup level. And so I'm looking forward to that. I just walked out of the hotel this morning and walked down the racetrack on the way to the TV compound.
Yeah.
It feels surreal to be walking these streets that I was here a month ago before the track was even built or there was a barrier up or any kind of, resemblance, anything that would, you would recognize at a racetrack. And it's so surreal to be walking down these streets now lined with walls and barriers. And as they prepare for this race, it's an incredible moment for NASCAR. It really is. And I believe that it's going to be a big success and I'm glad I'm here for it.
How would you do if you had to race this weekend?
I probably wouldn't do that great. It's, I say this often, but it's the only way I can really articulate it. Racing at the Xfinity truck level or the NASCAR Cup level, these guys do it every single week. They live it every day. They're in the simulator every day, preparing all week long. They're in meetings every day. For somebody, even like me, with with 2 decades of experience, to not have raced in a year or more, to hop in one of these cars, you would be humbled quickly, because they're in that cycle week after week after week. They're doing it over and over and over, and they know how to get that car all the way to the limit of the grip of the tire, right up to that moment where that tire is about to break traction. For me to hop in there after not being in the car for a year to find that limit is really, really hard. And I would rarely get up to that limit. I would be, quite a ways off of it. So, I'm going to compete a couple times this year in Xfinity Series. We're racing at Bristol, and we got a couple events we're going to run. But I don't go in with high expectations. I'll tell you that, because it's pretty humbling to compete with those guys when they're doing it every single week.
Did you ever have a moment, a race where you didn't want to get in the car?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I was just talking about this, so it's fresh on my mind a couple days ago. But Rockingham, after my dad passed away, that was the next race we went to. I didn't want to race. I didn't want to be there. But I didn't want to be anywhere else. You know, it was kind of one of them situations where you didn't want to be anywhere and you didn't want to be doing nothing, but you needed to be doing something. And it was just a weird place to be emotionally and mentally. But there are times when, you know, you might be sick or feeling bad. Or, you know, the car wasn't fast in practice and you're worried about having a frustrating day. But I never walked up to the race car and didn't want to climb in it, didn't want to do what I was getting ready to do. I've always felt lucky, privileged. I felt, you know, like I was right where I was supposed to be.
Great to talk to you. I can hear the excitement in your voice about this event, and hope you have fun this weekend.
I appreciate it, man. It's good to see you. I hope you're doing well, and thanks for having me on.
How are the girls doing?
Oh, man, I just was with them all week. We're having a great time. They're doing great. Nicole's 2, Isla's 5. Life couldn't be any better.
Any more on the way?
No, sir. is good for me. I feel blessed and lucky.
So the pits are closed. Is that what you're saying?
I would say so. Yeah, that's we got a full house, man. It's wide open.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Junior. That's Dale Earnhardt Jr., NBC Sports NASCAR analyst, and the streets of Chicago. Sunday evening, 5:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Pre-race coverage starting at 5 Eastern. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. Actor-comedian Adam Devine, he's been in a few things. Workaholics is where I first saw him. He's been in some movies. Pitch Perfect.
We all pretend not to have seen
now,
that.
Now, I never saw Pitch Perfect.
Oh. That was the cups thing, right? Isn't that the movie where they stacked all the cups?
Oh, boy.
Right? Isn't that it?
I didn't see it.
I'm not embarrassed to have seen that movie.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. And Rebel Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he plays Bunker something or other. He's like the hotshot a cappella singer with a lot of attitude.
So Workaholics and then The Righteous Gemstones. He's in that one as well. Modern Family, Marvin points out. Modern Family. He had a recurring role there. So he'll join us coming up in a little bit. Andrew in Washington leads us off this second hour. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan, and that's happy Meat Friday. Hey, I wanted to thank you, Dan, for having Molly on the 1215 podcast last week. 1215 podcast has been great the last couple of weeks with the interview format, her coming on and telling her jazz club story and her story of cooking with the next door neighbor, but you guys not knowing where she was. Just amazing to hear all those. So thanks for doing that. Also, I got a T-shirt idea.
Oh.
You mentioned the Dead Moms Club last week.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could put one out that was RUNDMC for a Run DMC type of T-shirt. RUN Dead Moms Club. Anyways, by the way, Liam Neeson's newest trailer, Retribution, just came out, Polly. Check it out. If he stops driving, the car explodes.
Oh,
anyway,
I love it.
Got a out of the day for
okay.
The weekend.
Okay. All right. Okay.
In the past 30 years, there's only been 5 number one NBA draft picks to be an all-star in their rookie seasons. If the French Prince, Victor Wembanyama, can do it, he'll join Shaq, Grant Hill, Tim Duncan, Yao Ming, and Blake Griffin as a rookie all-star. That's your stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, the 1215 podcast, hosted by Mario. That'll be after the show. That's the wrap-up show with the backroom guys. Let's see. What else do we have here? Andrew in Atlanta. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, boys. God, does Andrew in Washington really pack a lot into a call?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Andrew Brothers back-to-back here. So anyways, I was privileged over the weekend, last weekend, to be able to help a former NFL player from the Lions, Quintez Cephas, who was a part of that investigation I helped him move into his new apartment, Dan. He's an Atlanta local, mm-hmm. and so he's going to be down here training on his off time. And he talked about the punishment. He talked about, he actually opened up and said the reason he got into gambling and how he was caught was he was injured and he wasn't playing. He was bored. He wanted to spend some of his time, and it became an addiction for him. And he even felt like he felt something from it. And so I kind of felt bad for the guy, honestly, but he still didn't seem to grasp the policies. Again, we've talked about that on the show, but
yeah.
when we were talking, he just never really understood what he did wrong other than betting in the facility. So just thought I'd share that. It was a eye-opening story.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for the phone call. Have a great weekend. Yeah, look, we have a sponsorship with DraftKings, but I'm quick to point out, I gambled for a while, and it was an addiction. I got out. I survived. But, you know, you have to talk about this because it can become an addiction. If you just have that in your DNA, you know, I have it in mine. If I'm going to do it, then I'm going to continue to do it. But you also have to understand, what are my limitations here? People go to a casino. Imagine if you run a casino knowing people go there and they say, I have this amount to lose. You already know the house is going to win because they're going in with that's their motto. That's their rallying. Hey, I got this amount to lose. Boy, if I'm the house, I certainly love that. But you're not going to beat the NFL. You're not going to beat baseball. You're not going to beat basketball. Everything is temporary. I mean, if you do win, you might win 53, 54% of the time. I mean, and you'll have runs. You'll have streaks. I went 17 consecutive bets that I won on football. And then you're all in. Now, I wasn't betting a lot. But if you're doing 17 bets and I was betting $100 or $200, then all of a sudden you get up to $3,000, $4,000. You know, I was up to $9,000. And I went all in on a $3,000 bet for a bowl game. And I lost it. I lost $3,300. And that was it. It's the last bet I made. So when I talk about DraftKings or you want to get into fantasy, any of those things, I try to give you full disclosure here just so you understand. It doesn't mean you're going to listen to what I'm saying. I hope you do. But if you do it to enjoy it. You will not win. Guaranteed. Will not win. Everything is temporary. Because I'm like, I killed it last year. It doesn't mean anything when you go into the next year. You can win, but it's temporary. And when you lose, and then you double up, and then you double up, and then you're chasing. And when you chase, that's when you get yourself really, you get to the depths of degradation. You're like, oh my God, how did I get here? I used to gamble, and they used to have this betting line you could call up and get scores. And I would call, even though I'd already won the bet, I was so addicted to hearing that I had won the bet, I would call this, you know, 800 number just to hear the scores. I think it was called Sports Phone. And I would call just to hear that Army had covered. So it gets into your system, into your DNA. Just understand it. Be careful. Everything in moderation. You can have fun with it. But understand what's at stake here. And I hope that these players and further players are going to understand what's at stake here. Because it's their career. Their career. Imagine, I've dreamed of being in the NFL. And then I'm not in the NFL. And then I get cut. I get suspended. And then you're trying to get back in? You may be branded for life. Because unless you're really, really good, there's a team that's not going to take a chance on you. Especially if you bet on your team or teammate, as one player did with the Colts. So, everything in moderation. Just saying. Take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Will Ferrell will join us coming up top of next hour. And we'll come back with the actor-comedian Adam Devine back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck. Ace of Base? Is that who this is?
No.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ace of Base did all that she wants.
Is another baby. She's gone tomorrow.
Also a 90s song, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. This didn't make my rotation there. This is Sir Mix-a-Lot, you said?
Yeah, the Pride of Seattle.
Okay, all right.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Okay.
That was everywhere in 1992, so.
It was a massive, yeah. Massive song.
I was like, what's an anaconda? Turn that off!
Adam Devine set to join us. He stars in The Outlaws on Netflix. That premieres July 7th and continues to star in The Righteous Gemstones on HBO Max. And Adam Devine, actor, comedian, joining us on the program. How's your morning going, Adam?
Yeah, I'm okay, Dan. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Yeah. I'm hearing in the neighborhood there could be issues, so I just want to make sure everything's good.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. My neighbor is doing some construction, and I thought I might need to get violent, but I don't think so. I think he's playing it cool.
Okay, are you more famous than your neighbor?
Than my that one? Yeah, I think he's an orthopedic surgeon, so I might have him be.
Well, you're always in a good mood. You're a funny guy, so I.
He's more useful. I might be more famous. He's definitely more useful.
Okay. But you could you be mad where you with your face as an actor? Like you're used to, you know, fun guy.
Like, see, that's what I want. I want to get that role where everyone's like, oh, he's just an affable man. Everybody likes this guy. And then something clicks and I'm like, I don't pass. They're not knocking my door down to give me that role. So,
okay. Actor, comedian, or comedian, actor?
However you want to say it. Depends
on the day. No, but how do you want me to say it?
You know, actor, comedian, it really doesn't matter. I love being a comedian. So if you say comedian, actor, I'm perfectly happy.
I was wondering how to phrase this. And my guys kept saying I was saying it wrong. You got a funny face. From the standpoint of when you come on, I laugh. So yeah. Is it a compliment to, or should I say it in a different way that you have a, like Will Ferrell has a funny face when he's on, Jack Black, funny face.
We all are inflicted with the same disease of funny face syndrome. You know, I've had that my entire life, and there was a time that I thought I might do something else with my life. And then enough adults told me that I have a funny face. I'm like, I think I have to get into comedy. There's no other path for me.
Okay, but is that a compliment? Or should I come up with a better way?
No, man, it's not a compliment. No, I'm offended, but I'm playing it cool.
Okay.
No, it's okay. I'm fine.
Well, you make me laugh every time I see you, and then you come up on screen and you steal the scene.
Well, thank you, Dan. Yeah. No, I think another phrase for it is punchable face. Either people or they want to hit me.
When's the last time you were in a fight?
I just want to squish that face. It's been a while now. Yeah. I trained at this boxing gym here in Hollywood, and my first training partner was Randy Couture, the UFC fighter.
Oh yeah.
And he didn't take it easy on me. I think he didn't think I had a funny face. I think he thought I had a punchable face, and it was for sure.
Well, you could use comedy to disarm him.
That's right. I could have, but I couldn't look up. I was just trying to duck and cover at that point.
I want you to listen. If I do a voiceover, you know, you always have in a world, you know, those guys. So if I'm going to promote the Outlaws,
mm-hmm.
Owen Browning is a straight-laced bank manager about to marry the love of his life, Parker, when his bank is held up by the infamous Ghost Bandits during his wedding week. He believes his future in-laws, who just arrived in town, are the infamous Outlaws.
Dan, quit your job right now. I've got a gig for you. You are a voiceover assassin, my friend.
Did I tell
you? That was great, yeah.
Okay, fill us in on the movie, because Ellen Barkin and Pierce Brosnan play your in-laws.
Yeah, so they play my in-laws. They come into town. I'm a bank manager. I'm pretty buttoned up, and they're just wild. They come in wearing their cool leathers, having their cool faces, and they take me out. We party. I go skydiving. I get a tattoo. I'm like a ton of things I wouldn't do. I go into work the next morning. I'm talking to Little Rel, who works for me at the bank, and I'm like, man, this is the best night of my life. My in-laws are so great. I am a little hungover. I need a nice, chill day here at work. Click, click, there's a gun to my head, and two people are robbing my bank. And as they leave, they say something that leads me to believe that that it's my in-laws. Then they end up owing someone some money, like in Heat, where they had like someone that cleans their money for them.
Yeah.
And we stole it from Heat. And they owe this person like $5 million. And that person kidnaps my fiance. And now I have to team up with my in-laws to try to get my fiance back. And that's really the movie.
He's Adam Devine, The Outlaws on Netflix, premieres July 7th and continues to be a star in The Righteous Gemstones on HBO Max. What do people say to you? They see you on the street. What's the first mm-hmm. thing that you know you're probably going to get?
I mean, it depends on their age. If they're young, if they're, I would say Pitch Perfect's probably the most. And then Workaholics and Modern Family is a close second, I would say. But I get a lot of people that are just like, sing for me, sing. Like, I'm trying to eat eggs. This is omelet time. This isn't time for crooning.
But you can sing, but Pitch Perfect, you have to sing.
I do have to sing. Yeah, it's mandatory.
Yes.
in the movie.
But your love, you and Rebel Wilson have become, mm-hmm. you know, like Sandler and Drew Barrymore. You know, we kind of.
I was just texting with Rebel this morning.
Oh,
yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
what was the comedy that you saw and you go, this is what I want to do? Or was it stand up or was it a movie?
You know what it kind of was? And this maybe it's bad. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this. But I when I was a kid, I watched Evening at the Improv. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
It was just at the Improv here on Melrose in Hollywood. And they just had comics come up every night and they called it Evening at the Improv. They did like 200 episodes of it. And when I was a kid, my dad loved watching it. And I remember watching, it wasn't like the Chris Rocks or the like super famous people that for sure are going to go on and be icons in the business. It was the guys that weren't that good that I was like, well, I could do that. I can be mediocre. And that's what inspired me. So I'm hoping my career inspires some other kid out there. Like, I can do that.
If he can.
I can for sure do it. Well, so it was that. And then watching, you know, I love Adam Sandler and Chris Farley. And that was kind of my generation of SNL people. And like what Sandler's been able to build, making all these movies, casting his friends, kind of keep pulling back to the talent well of all of his friends from SNL is kind of my dream, what I would like to end up doing. And Dream Come True was my producing partner on The Outlaws. So
that's awesome.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty incredible.
Well, you know, I've been in some Sandler movies.
I do know this. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you may not know I'm that good of an actor that was me in those movies.
Which movie was it? I might have just lied to you.
I've been in 20 of them, Adam.
You've been in 20 of his movies?
Grown-Ups, Grown-Ups 2, Just Go With It, Longest Yard.
My God.
Why is it I did my homework on you and you didn't do your homework on? That's bullshit.
Hey, well, Dan, it's because I'm about to do 25 of these today. How many interviews are you doing today?
20. Just you. Just you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. How important is Nebraska football in your life?
I mean, yes, they're the best. I love them. And national championships this year. It's finally.
Okay, if you could be nominated for an Academy Award, or Nebraska could be in the national title game, what would you take?
Well, I'm a selfish little prick, so I'm going to pick myself. But
I respect that. I respect that.
Yeah, I'm going to pick myself. Yeah. But I mean, they've won titles.
Oh, long time. You weren't even born then.
I was born. I was a young boy, but I was there. I'm telling you. Yeah, I mean, that was like right when I had just moved. My family moved to Omaha in 1994.
Yeah.
And that was kind of – that was the start of our real run. And
Tommy Frazier?
Yeah. I didn't know we could lose. I was like, this is just how it goes. You moved to the big city of Omaha, Nebraska, and your college football team just wins.
Did you drive by Warren Buffett's house?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, and you look at it and you go, I could do that.
I know. I could buy that.
I could buy that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with the Outlaws.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the Righteous Gemstones. And once again, when your face comes on camera, it's not a funny face. You just are funny when there's a compliment in there somewhere.
Yeah,
and look, when we hang up and then you say to your publicist, what an ass. Did you hear what he said? Okay.
No, my publicist is, yeah, he's nodding his head yes right now.
Okay, fair enough.
He's like, funny. It's funny. Yeah. Use it.
Hey, thank you. Great to talk to you, Adam.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Adam Devine. Okay. I said this yesterday. When I see his face, it makes me laugh. He's got a funny face. All right, go ahead, critique. Let's go. Who wants to go first?
Well, it's like... Because I know where we're trying to get with it, but it's like, because when he could be telling me about his dog dying, and I would be kind of like, yeah.
Okay. Right.
You know, because there are people who have faces like that, that just immediately are like, okay, this is going to be funny. But it doesn't mean that he's funny looking.
He has a funny face. Jack Black, funny face. When they come on, okay, maybe the problem is there's a better way to give him a compliment.
How, though?
I don't know. You know, I could have done it in a long-winded way. Hey, whenever you come up on camera, I laugh, and then I could have left it at that. But he does have a, like Will Ferrell, when he comes on camera, I laugh automatically. Yes, Mark.
Can you say that to a woman? Because there's a comedian
no.
who I think of whenever I see her face, I'm ready to laugh.
Okay, and that is?
Rachel Dratch.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Saturday Night Live?
Yep.
Yeah, funny, yep. Yes, Todd?
Yeah, but you'd have to say, I guess, you look like someone that's about to say something funny. I know it's a long-winded way of saying it. This way, they don't feel like you're saying they're funny-looking or you're laughing at what their face shape or structure looks like.
Yeah.
You just to look at certain people, it's like, this person looks like they're about to say something
Do
funny.
You think he took that as a compliment?
No.
Okay.
No, but you were charming enough and explained it enough where I think you guys are cool with each other. I don't think he's got a problem with you or anything.
No. Marvin, do you think that Adam Devine took that as a compliment?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I don't.
What a jerk. What a jerk. Yes, Pauline.
I think we all would like to think we're some level of good looking in this life. To some level, whether we're a 5 or a 6. You know, we can't be Brad Pitt or John Hamm.
Who thinks they're better than a 6?
Face?
Yeah. Seton?
I think I have it in me, but I'm probably about 30 pounds from that.
Have it in me.
I'm probably about 30 pounds from...
See, I never had it in me. I never had it where I go, oh, you know what? I think in the mid-90s doing SportsCenter. Okay. I think I had it.
Yeah.
I had it for like 3 years.
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable with the way I look, okay. But I'm just fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say I'm a 7. I'm going to go 7. Like a solid 7. Maybe 8 during my SportsCenter day. You know, solid jawline.
See, you do have it in you. Yeah. You just said you don't know if you had it in you. You just jacked yourself up to an 8.
No, but you could get back there. I can't. I can't get back to those SportsCenter days.
You're shredded. What are you talking about?
Yeah, shredded wheat. Yeah. Oh, I just saw this. Jeff Van Gundy let go. Let me see. I just got this from Todd. Oh, boy. So New York Post is reporting ESPN is letting go around 20 on-air personalities in efforts to save tens of millions of dollars. So Jeff Van Gundy had been there 16 years with Mike Breen and Mark Jackson. You know what? Let me take a break. We'll come back. Neil Everett, who was let go by the mothership. He had been there 20 years doing the Late Night Sports Center. He'll join us in the final hour of the show. Will Ferrell at the top of the hour to let us know if he's all in going to Dublin with us. So we'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck. Somehow we did it. We made it to the final hour on this Friday. It's a Meat Friday at that. I just went outside into the Traeger hood, checking what's on the Traegers. It is a Meat Friday. Pretzel burgers, brats, Chicago dogs, smoked potato salad. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
This hour brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz. Go take a test drive. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn about the new electric Mercedes-Benz. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Coming up in a couple of moments, Will Ferrell shooting a movie with Reese Witherspoon. He will join us. Has nothing to do with the movie. It has to do with me inviting Will to Ireland. I have had limited contact with Will, and our text messages have been very cryptic. It was 7 years ago, 8 years ago, and we had Will on. Will called in. Jason Sudeikis called in. He was promoting a movie. Will called in to say, hey, you guys are talking about Ireland. I'd love to join you. And then in subsequent years, Will Ferrell has stayed in touch and said, let me know if you guys go to Dublin, I'm all in with you. And I thought, okay. And then all of a sudden we decided, beginning of the week, we're going to Dublin, going to do three shows over there. Notre Dame plays Navy at the end of August. And I reached out to Will, and then I didn't hear back from him. And then I reached out again, and I finally heard from him. He said, what time do you want me to join you on Friday? And I said, how about 11:05 Eastern? He said, okay. So that's the contact I've had with Will. I mean, he may bow out gracefully, and he has every right to do so. He's a very busy guy, but we're hoping that he would join us in Dublin. That's a big ask, but I'm going to probably try to play the guilt card on him. He's the one that kept bringing it up, and now you must join us. So Will will join us coming up. Shohei Ohtani has had quite a month. He homered again. So that's 14 home runs. Wasn't enough as the White Sox beat the Angels. But I was curious about his OPS. Ohtani's OPS for the month of June is 1.415. And I'll put that in perspective. Since 1906, only four players have posted a higher OPS in June. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Rogers Hornsby, and Joe Jackson. That's it.
Stat of the day.
Oh.
Stat of the day.
Bop.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
Bop. It feels like every stat with Ohtani has to do with Babe Ruth, but that's because the pitching and the hitting. Well, this is just hitting. And Ohtani has had a month that Babe Ruth had back in 1920, Lou Gehrig in 1930, also did it in 1936, Rogers Hornsby in 1925, and then Shoeless Joe Jackson in 1912. So this has nothing to do with pitching. And he is pitching, yeah. But he's putting up these numbers. This is incredible what he's done. But 14th home run in June, and that broke the franchise record for home runs in a month set by Tim Salmon back in 1996. Mo Vaughn did it. Albert Pujols did it. Mike Trout did it. And Ohtani did it last June, or 2 Junes ago. Right. Poll question for the final hour of the program is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, I'm trying to figure this one out.
Okay.
It's based off of the interview with Adam Devine.
Okay.
Is there a nice way to tell a comic they have a funny face?
Okay. I did say that to Adam Devine. It's whenever he comes on screen, on camera, I laugh. And I said that he's got a funny face. Now, maybe I could have said it that way. Hey, when you come on screen, I laugh. But I said to Adam Devine he had a funny face.
Because it's like, it's not saying that you're unattractive or anything, but you can make a funny face?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, so I think he's got a funny face.
There's just people, when you see them, you're immediately primed for, like, oh, this is going to be funny.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Remember the scene in Wedding Crashers where Will Ferrell, our next guest, comes on as Chaz Reinhold, the legend? You know, Jeremy, or the, what was it, Owen Wilson's character is going to that house, and all of a sudden Will walks out with nunchucks.
Yeah.
And as soon as you see Will walk into the room, you just start laughing. The scene hasn't even started yet.
But I've never said to Will he has a funny face.
No, but he cues you to be ready to laugh when you see him pop on a screen.
Yes. There's certain people who have a funny face, but it's not like you're not attractive. You're just funny.
Like you said, Jack Black.
Yeah, Jack Black.
He's a guy that when you see him, you're like, you're ready for fun. This is going to be funny.
Yes. Let's bring, is Will Ferrell there ready to join?
He sure is.
Yeah. Actor, comedian, former Saturday Night Live cast member, and co-starring with Reese Witherspoon in You're Cordially Invited, which hits theaters July 14th. Will, it's great to hear from you again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dan. I've never been told I have a funny face. I've been told I have a fat face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but if I said to you, you have a funny face, when you come on screen, is that a compliment?
Immediately offended.
No, you, okay.
Immediately offended.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
My bad. I thought that I was giving Adam Devine a compliment, and I just said that he makes me laugh, and I said you have a funny face. I don't know.
Did he take it the wrong way?
Let's put it this way. He took it a little better than the comment I gave Jonah Hill a few years ago, Will. You've been known to remind me of of that comment with Jonah Hill. Okay.
That was that moment got spicy. That was spicy.
It did. Okay, before I get an answer from you, and I don't know if you're stalling, if you're not going to go to Dublin, but hold on. Because you're in a movie with Reese Witherspoon. It's called You're Cordially Invited. And you're not coming on to talk about the movie. I mean, I'm just bringing that up. But
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, and I appreciate you joining us. So that's in theaters on July 14th. Who wants to take a guess on You're Cordially Invited? What is the plot for Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon? Todd?
I'm going to say they're a married couple, and they've been working all these months and putting something together for their son or daughter's wedding, and there's just a bunch of calamities, and one messed up thing happens after the other in a funny way.
Seton O'Connor, you're cordially invited.
I think that they are high school sweethearts
who
some weird chain of events, get reunited
somewhere.
Oh, they
get back together.
Yeah, okay. Or they're put somewhere together again.
They hook up.
Yeah, or maybe it goes poorly. I don't know.
Okay. Marvin?
Will brings back the Chaz Reinhold character.
Oh, damn. poor Reese Witherspoon. Okay, Paulie.
Well, before I heard the title, I heard those two were in a movie together. I thought maybe it's like a high school reunion. Will was like the guy who made it. He's like a billionaire, and he goes back to high school, and his old crush was Reese Witherspoon, but she crushed him. And now it's like payback time of some fashion.
Okay.
Retribution.
Yeah.
You're cordially invited. Reese Witherspoon is planning her sister's perfect wedding, and the father is Will Ferrell, of a young bride-to-be. They discover they double book their destination wedding at a remote resort off an island of the in the Georgia coast, Atlanta, Georgia. Both parties decide to share the small venue. Chaos ensues, and disaster awaits.
Yes. Well, they left out the part two. It's a body switching movie.
you and Reese Witherspoon?
Exactly.
I love it.
So we shake hands at one point, and I become her, and she becomes me.
Once again, everybody wants to know, Reese Witherspoon, good kisser?
This is the perfect time to ask me that question, because yesterday we had our kissing scene.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't hear back from you yesterday. Did you flub a take to continue to make out with Reese Witherspoon?
Let's just put it this way. We did our first take, and then she said, I'm good. I think we got it.
she wanted no part of that?
She was like, I think we're good. Okay. Yeah, I think that was great.
Okay.
No, she's a lovely kisser.
Okay, it's of course she
awkward
is.
Awkward to talk about. But we did a kissing scene, and then I did a scene where I wrestled an animatronic alligator. So that was my day yesterday.
Okay. So that's good enough reasons to not hear from you about Dublin. So let's recap. Let's go back to 2016.
Jason, 2016. That's how long this is.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So 2016, I'm talking to Jason Sudeikis. We had talked about maybe doing a show, going to Ireland. You called in. Yeah. You interrupted the interview. You said, hey, you ever go, I'm all in. And then it felt like every 2 years you would remind me that, hey, if you ever go, let me know. So COVID hit. We weren't able to go. And then finally on Monday, I got the go ahead. We're going to do 3 shows. Notre Dame Navy is going to be there. And I thought, I said to the Danettes, do I ask Will? Like, now it's real. And now am I going to guilt you into going? And then, you know, Fritzy said, no, Will, hey, he's either going or he's not, and he's a busy guy. And I said, okay. So here we go. Here's the question. Are you going to join us in Dublin at the end of August?
Dan, I hate to tell you this. I've booked a cruise.
All right. That's fair enough.
No, I am coming.
Oh, yeah!
Then,
wow.
There will be one former James Joyce Award recipient amongst your team, and that's Will Ferrell. Okay, you'll be in the midst of a James Joyce recipient.
All right, as soon as I find out what that means, I'm going to be really
look it up.
Proud that
you look it up.
Okay. So is that the umpire, Jim Joyce?
Yes, he's beloved in Ireland.
Okay.
For some reason, they give an award to people in the arts who call him like they see him.
Okay. Now, do you want to be... Are you going to be? How many shows do you want to be involved in, and what role do you want to play when you go over there?
I'm one of the Danettes. Okay, I'm there. I'll run and get coffee. I'll chime in. I'm gonna be one of the gang. I'll be probably our. Kind of our cultural administrator. I've already set up tours of the Book of Kells.
Yeah, Trinity College. Yeah,
the Guinness Factory, Dublin Castle, the Guinness Factory. We'll walk the banks of the Liffey River. We'll go to the Guinness Factory.
Yeah, that's 3 times you've mentioned the Guinness Factory.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. But But yeah, I'm there. I'm just a utility guy. Think of me as your Bert Campaneris.
Okay, a guy who can play all positions, all nine positions.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're like a Cesar Tovar. You're going to be a nine tool player is what you're going to be.
And I'm working on lining up a special guest, surprise guest.
Really?
Irish rock star. With the name that rhymes with Bono. So
no hints. I'm going to leave that up to you. If you want to see if Bono wants to join us, I'll let you work on that.
That's going to be my one main contribution. I'm going to try to get Bono in studio.
All right. Okay. The other question that I have, can you drink?
Do I need a passport to go to Ireland, by the way?
Yeah, I think it's best.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Well, I need to get to work on that.
Can you drink?
My last name's Farrell. I'm Irish.
Oh, okay. All right. For some reason, I just didn't look at you as being Irish.
No, I'm a. At least that's what we claim.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Yeah.
Now, we have three hotel rooms to split amongst the six of us. I'm assuming that you're good with that.
As long as I can room with Fritzy.
Well, that's good.
That's a deal.
Yeah. Todd, you okay with rooming with Will Ferrell?
I'm absolutely fine. I tend to snore a bit, but if he can deal with that, then we're good.
That's the least of his worries with you.
Can I?
Sleep apnea issues.
Can I suggest... Dan, can I suggest, I'm assuming all three hotel rooms will be adjoining rooms?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I would suggest is we, a la Step Brothers, we build bunk beds in one room. We have kind of a bunkhouse. And then we save the other two rooms for activities.
I love this. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could build forts, and then we'll have another room that could be... You know, wrestling, maybe
you could do. And crafts, whatever crafts.
Some pottery. Yeah. Did you, first of all, or last of all, did you clear this with your wife that you're going to Ireland at the end of August?
I'll be telling her, I'll be telling her in the next 24 hours.
Okay. Yes. Just clear that with her. And last time I had you on, you said that you were going to invite Jennifer Gardner. Which her name is Jennifer Garner, and you drop off your kids at the same place.
Yeah.
And then you said Paul Rudd might join us as well.
I did reach out to Rudd, and he got back to me. I'm gonna follow up with Rudd. He said he would be up for it if schedule is permitting. So now I'm going to follow up with Rudd and see exactly if he can dial it in.
Okay. And Jennifer Gardner or Garner is not going to be joining us.
Jennifer Garner will not be making it.
Okay, fair enough.
Jennifer Gardner will be there for sure.
All right. Well, are you still filming the movie?
We actually just wrapped. Our last day was kissing and wrestling an alligator. So.
Of course it was.
It was an action-packed day.
All right. Very proud of you. And thanks again.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited about this. I'm glad you finally pulled it together.
Are there any needs, demands, anything that I need to... Like, are you going to be a celebrity or are you going to be like a Danette? Because I'm going to treat you differently.
Well, I'll have my security team with me.
And rightfully so. Steven Seagal will be joining you, is what you're saying.
Seagal will be there, and we have three guys formerly of the Israeli Mossad. So it's a fun group.
Okay.
Fun group.
Yeah, I'll bet. Lighthearted. Okay.
Lighthearted.
I'll be in touch. That's Will.
Right.
Will Ferrell's going to join us. All right. And Reese Witherspoon is a good kisser. You're cordially invited, which is hitting theaters July 14th. Whew, I'm sweating over here. this actually happening?
Well, actually, I booked a cruise.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, he told me that he was going on vacation with the family and because he was going to wrap this movie. And I said, hey, I get it. You know, yeah, I understand it. But thank you. And, man, I'm sweating because I didn't think he was going to.
This is wild.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Until he shows up, that first show on Wednesday when we go there.
All of a sudden, Reese Witherspoon has some reshoots.
Yes.
Maybe,
yeah,
like, oh,
yeah.
Dang.
Got to do the kissing scene again.
Yeah.
All right, let me take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. That's good. That's a lot of fun. Yeah. He made good on his promise. Neil Everett, formerly of the Mothership, spent 20 years there as a Sports Center anchor and a dying breed of Sports Center teams with him and Stan Verrett. We'll talk to him. And we just got the news that as many as 20 on-air personalities at ESPN will be laid off today. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Rubs me the wrong way. I saw a documentary on them. I think one of the brothers hit the other brother with a hammer at one point when they were kids growing up. Yeah, Paulie?
I picked Oasis because to me they're a pure 90s band because they started in the 90s and they ended in the 90s. Mm. They're not like doing tours at, you know, state fairs anymore.
I don't think they were doing state fairs.
But you know what I mean? Like those bands who have a run and then they go away. It's like they had a couple hits and they wrapped it up by choice.
They were a big deal.
Yeah.
They were a really big deal. I saw them like Glastonbury, not Connecticut. I'm talking about Glastonbury.
Say, across the street from my house.
Yes. Just got word last hour that, according to the New York Post, as many as 20 on-air talent at ESPN being laid off, including Jeff Van Gundy from NBA Finals. Neil Everett, he hosted SportsCenter for 23 years, and last Friday night, final broadcast for the Mothership. And now leaving ESPN. 23 years. Hey, congratulations on lasting that long.
Hey, Dan, if I'd known, I was at ESPN 20-plus years. If I'd known it was going to take leaving to get on your show, I would have left a long time ago.
Why did you leave?
Yeah, it was time. It was time to go. You know, I didn't want ESPN to be my last chapter. And once again, like you showed all of us that you could leave ESPN and still not only survive, but thrive doing something else. But it is tough jumping off that cliff.
Yeah, because those four letters are so powerful and you could hide behind them and, you know, get ESPN muscles there. But also I'm wondering about the SportsCenter teams as we move down the road with whatever SportsCenter is or what it's going to be. You and Stan Verrett were doing this together for a long, long time and probably the last of the known anchor teams there. Is it being discouraged or you know, that even embrace that they want to have SportsCenter teams anymore?
Well, those are decisions that are made with guys who had offices in Bristol, not guys who had cubes in Los Angeles. So, Stan and I, you know, listen, Stan and I looked up to you and Keith, and you know, we tried to emulate you in the ways that we could, and have a camaraderie and bring entertainment and do the highlights the way that that we grew up watching them, and hopefully we succeeded in that.
How important was it when you first started to have a catchphrase for a highlight?
Oh, it just, like, bartender just came to me. And nobody said, hey, you got to have a catchphrase. What people said was, you got to be in a commercial. I remember I went home to Hawaii and I'm like, hey, I'm going to be on SportsCenter. I'm going to be on SportsCenter. And all anyone wanted to know was, when are you going to do a commercial? That's all anybody wanted. So, but the catchphrases are fun. They're part of the E in the entertainment and the ESPN.
Yeah, I remember when we were trying to get athletes to come to ESPN to Bristol to do those commercials. And, man, was it tough because they all wanted to know, were they going to get paid? And then when you said, we'll make a charitable donation in your name, and then nobody wanted to come. So I said to Jason Kidd and Grant Hill, I said, would you do me a favor? would you come to ESPN? And then they were like, for a day. Like, how long? And then I said, it would be for a day. And then all of a sudden the reaction when other athletes saw those guys do those commercials, then the floodgates opened. Everybody wanted to have their own commercial. Is there one that you were involved in that stands out the most?
Oh, yeah, it was the Roger Federer commercial. It's the first one I did. I was the only person in it. Roger, if they ranked anchors, where would I be? You know, 1 through 10. I'm not sure you'd be in the top 10, Neil. And I was able to give him stink eye and say I'd be in the top 10. And what's really funny about that was Roger Federer wrote me after that. And he said, hey, I did some research. You're definitely in the top 10. Would you like to be my guest at the U.S. Open? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I wrote him back. Yeah. Never heard. Wrote him following up. Yes. Never heard from him again. I'm watching the U.S. Open and they show Roger. Oh, there's Roger Federer. Oh, Tiger Woods is there. And I'm like, Roger, I've never heard from him since.
What was your favorite thing on social media, the reaction when you were leaving ESPN? Did anything stand out?
Well, I'm not on social media, but people forward some stuff to me. And the one that stood out the most to me, and I said it on the way out of L.A., was somebody wrote and said, I've watched ESPN religiously for 20 years, and I don't even know who this guy is you're talking about. So I think that gave me a little perspective.
Are you setting up shop in Hawaii for good?
Well, there's Hawaii, there's Oregon, and there's California. So the grass under my feet is growing. It's time to move on. It's time to get going. And where that lands, I don't know. I've been working for the Trailblazers the last couple of years. I've got opportunities in Hawaii. I love living in LA. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you're with the Blazers. If you ran the Blazers, what would you do with Dame Lillard, Neil Everett?
Dame has earned a level of respect from Portland, and you have to really be in Portland or be of Portland to understand Damian Lillard's grip on Portland. He's stayed there. He could run for mayor right now, if not governor, and win. He's that popular. I'd have a hard time being the guy who let Damian Lillard go.
Congratulations, and just another chapter coming up there, and don't be afraid.
I appreciate it, Dan. I mean, again, you're a guy who you're the pro's pro. I've always watched you and said, you know, Dan Patrick is the. I want to be like Dan Patrick. I want to be Dan Patrick. I want to be cool like Dan Patrick. And we know the cool is the rule, Dan.
Thank you, Neil, and we appreciate your time.
I appreciate you having me.
That's Neil Everett, hosted ESPN Sports Center for 23 years, and. You know, it's the end of an era when it comes to those SportsCenter teams. I mean, SportsCenter anchor, you think of Scott Van Pelt because he has his own show. And there's a tune-in factor, you know, that Scott's going to be there. But it's changed so much, in fairness to the anchors. When we were doing SportsCenter in the mid-90s, you didn't have social media. You didn't know the results. And even if you knew the results, you weren't able to have access to the highlights. And you tuned into SportsCenter. We had an incredible tune-in factor because we could bring you all the highlights. And we could do it in an entertaining fashion that hadn't been done before. So trying to be a SportsCenter anchor, I can't imagine how difficult that would be because we already know the results. Now what are you doing that's different? A couple of phone calls. Mike in Atlanta. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me on. 6'4", 235, long time listener, first time caller. I mean, long time, like back during COVID, man, we were all stuck in somewhere and you guys really, really knocked it out of the park with me. I got a lot of comments. I'm going to try to unpack them real quick. Number one, can't believe these ESPN guys are being laid off. Man, I'm 56 years old, so I was in the prime of all that stuff going on. It was so entertaining.
Yeah.
Thanks for all that. Next piece is, Dan, I got two girls getting married this year. One is 2 weeks from tomorrow. The other one's going to be 5 months later. I'm stressing now about the dad part. And, you know, not only am I stressing, I've got money flying out of you know what right now. So anyway, I've got to do a speech, a toast. You're an expert at that. I hear you give a lot of comments and advice on that. I would appreciate anything you could pass along to me. And just thanks for everything you guys provide, man. We love the show. Happy 4th, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck. I'm really good at giving advice, but I'm not good at all of following through with my own advice on giving speeches, particularly when it's a personal speech. And at a wedding or wedding reception, I just think if it comes from the heart that you're going to welcome your daughter's fiance and his family, but, you know, how much you love your daughter. Don't need to joke. You don't need to go long. I just think you speak from the heart. And if you cry, you cry. Because Lord knows I'm not going to get through it. I already know I'm not getting through it. But you know what I was wondering? Would they let me, because I thought about this, the final show I ever do on this show, the final segment, I might tape it so I get through it. Like I've already thought that far in advance, 5 years down the road, where I go, you know what? I'll just tape it, and then we'll play it, and then I'll get through it, and people go, oh, okay, he didn't cry. And I was wondering, could I tape my speech that I give for my daughter at the dinner? Could I do that where I just say, hey, we're going to put this up on a screen here and play it that way? Because if not, there's no way I get through it. Zero chances. But then I don't want it to be about, oh, you know what? When his daughter got married, oh, yeah, he cried the whole time. And then that's all they're going to talk about. So, yeah, Paul.
Dan, we'll put you in a tux. We'll get a green screen, right? Mm. Put some, like, nice things in the background. Mm. You tape, like, 90 seconds, 2 minutes. Keep it tight. Keep it fun. Maybe a good joke. We'll have someone, you know, get, like, Jeff Ross to write something for you.
Oh, I don't need anybody, Tom. Okay. Then Tom, you can do it.
You say, oh, I don't know. I think you're already making a bit questionable decisions.
Yeah.
Then you get some emotion, and then as soon as you start crying, fade to black.
Yeah, that won't go over well. Yes, Todd.
You got to do the speech live, but I like the idea of maybe having that as a backup plan, where if you get so emotional and you can't get through it, the worst case scenario is plan B is then you play this.
No. Then I have my son with me, because he will not cry. He'll be awesome. He'll get through it. I won't. But, yeah, I did. I said to my wife, I said, what if I taped it? She goes, are you serious? And I go, of course not. Of course I'm not serious. While being serious. Yes, Marv.
Did you tell her, did you see me at our son's funeral? At our son's wedding?
Yeah, she knows. No, she knows. Like, there's, everybody knows. And that's my son. God, when my daughters go down the aisle, I just don't want to, I don't want to cry loud. That's all. Like, if there's a couple of, then I'm good.
You can get choked up. You could cry, but you can't.
I know. I am this close to crying right now. I'm that close.
Want to go back to talking about Liam Neeson movies?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. It's like, going to be so bad.
Like a little kindergartner.
I know.
Those are so obnoxious. Even when your kids do it, you're like, oh, my God, shut up. It's so obnoxious.
No, it's bad. It's going to be bad.
That's great.
Okay. How about we take a break?
We could talk more about these weddings.
No. We're good.
Sure.
I don't have to do it anytime soon, but I know it's happening. It's like I think about it. And anytime I go to a wedding reception, I always want to see how the dad does. And I have a friend who got up and aced it. And I go, how'd you do it? He goes, I just spoke. And like, like they look at me like you hosted the Super Bowl in front of 100 million people. I said, yeah, but I didn't know those people. I know all these people.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.